when was the last time fear took hold of you? How did you respond? Hey guys, I'm Andrew, and you're listening to Unlocked, the daily key to open up your hearts to God. Fear. It's honestly a paralyzing thing, and it can cause us to doubt our decisions that we've made, ourselves, and sometimes even that God cares about what we're going through. But that last part is definitely not the case. And that's actually what our devotion is about here today. It was written by Christy Dennis and is titled, When Fear Takes Hold. It's scary. How can I feel safe when all these things keep happening in the news? I mean, what if it happens here? It's not safe out there. Maybe we should just stay home. These are all things we begin to think when fear takes hold. We're not the only ones. Jesus' disciples had a moment when fear was all that they saw, too. The storm was raging around their tiny little fishing boat. And what was their teacher doing? Sleeping! The disciples had watched Jesus heal incurable diseases and go toe-to-toe with the religious leaders of the time. But now, in the midst of the storm, while they ran around trying to keep the vessel above water, they said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're gonna die?" They were so afraid that they forgot Jesus had called each of them by name. We see that in Matthew 4, 18 through 22. When fear took hold, all they saw was the storm. With just a few words, Jesus calmed the storm. He asked his disciples, "Why are you afraid?" In that moment, the words of his Sermon on the Mount may have echoed in their ears. The words that we see in Matthew 6:26, "Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they?" So, when fear takes hold, know that Jesus is the sovereign God in control of even the winds and the waves. He is the one who is always with us. We see that in Matthew 28, verse 20. And as we see in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5, he is the one who promises to one day destroy all that is fearful. So let's talk about this. When was the last time fear took hold of you? How did you respond? If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are one of God's people who he promises to care and provide for. What are some examples of God's provision and faithfulness in your own life? What about from history? If you need a little help answering this one, take a look at Hebrews chapter 11. How can you focus on Jesus and his promises to make all things new the next time fear tries to take hold? Now, as we read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, "Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they?" Now, I'd encourage you to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, as well as Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the resources that we have in our app? You can just search in the App Store for Unlocked Devotional. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.